a gyal them thing. Gyal them thing. Ma, box of the rosy. Jackson thing. Bad man thing. Which man I want a bad man thing? Possibly chest thing, spiffy. Absent thing. Laying it down. Laying it down. I will come to your shoes and laying it down. Driveway wasted. Gas it out. Two gun fingers. Carriage skank. And I will come to your bar mitzvah and laying it down. I will come to your holy communion and laying it down. I will come to your Hindu and made in a manner.
Hey there, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We're broadcasting from the traditional ancestral unceded land of the Hunkaminam-speaking West Coast Salish people.
And you're here with Dive in GBC. We're here at CITR's 24 Hours Student Power, and we're going to take over the airwaves for the next hour, so stay tuned for some fun stuff.
Hi, I'm Alex. I'm a third-year philosophy major, and I'm also a rapper here at UBC, and I'm also a part of Dive.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Del. I'm a first-year student in the arts program. My favorite kind of noodle is linguine. More on that later.
Hi, I'm Erin. I am also part of Dive here. And my favorite type of pasta is penne.
Hi, I'm Jared. I'm a fourth-year bio major, and I can't eat pasta. That's a lie. I love pasta. I eat a lot of pasta. Carbs are my only friends.
So today we're going to start off by talking a little bit about what Dive is and what we do. We will also play some tracks here for you from Traffic and Sheldon Cole. And in the studio, we have some interviews coming up with Ricky, Ohi, and Alex. And they do electronic R&B. And then we also have some jazz musicians, Janine and Jacques, who will be talking with us today. So we'll start off by, what is Dive?
Yeah, so Dive in GBC is a student-run organization focused on spotlighting arts and culture on campus. We are a weekly guide to arts and culture events on campus, as well as a collaborative organization. So we work with different groups on campus to help bring arts and culture to the forefront of campus life.
The history behind Dive is that a couple years ago, three students at UBC found a little bit of a hole in arts and culture here on campus, so they decided to form Dive as a go-to for what was going on, and we have since built it up and are trying to be more present on campus. We have our own events going on now, and we also are trying to network with other groups as well.
And right now we're going to take a listen to... Fuck, why did I say take a listen again?
Who cares? Just say it. Who cares?
Wait, what do I... No, what did I say before? We're going to listen to...
Yeah.
And right now we're going to listen to a song by a local UBC rapper. His name's Traffic. We actually did a spotlight with Traffic back in October. If you want to take a look at that, you can look at it at diveintoubc.com/spotlight. The name of the song is The Good Day. Take a listen.
For all the people in here, come on, man, go. Yeah, when I wake up, shake up, see my face in the mirror, rubbing my eyes to see me a little clearer. What's dearer to me? My rhymes a cup of tea in the morning to warm me up from some misery. I'm feeling refreshed now, hitting a groovy spin. Sometimes it feels like I'm in the movie, man. My whole 18 packed in a moving van, not moving green indeed. I was moving lands, playing Ye's debut on my way to college. Yeah, I got some attitude, my latitude is drawing blueprints for a new prince. Watch it all prove it. Never self-centered, I'm rapping it on some crew shit. Crew hits it off, we meet by the sea. I love it how they never define me as an MC. Man, one can't lie, always fly so easy. Gets nice by the ocean, coasting it when it's breezy. The good
day. Everybody, no more sleeping in bed. Whole lot of soul, partner. Feels good, don't it? Good, don't it? Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. Whole lot of soul, partner.
feels good, don't.
People don't know it, but flowing is hard work. It got perks, but I can feel like a hard jerk. Hard work to provide more time for brothers' lives. Besides, I try to inspire everyone with my rhymes. That's the best I can do, you know that it's true. And if I do it for anything, I do it for you. The people that be trying to hide to figure life out, I coax them up the shell out of the hell they was built. I was dealt, and I needed help beside myself. But now I'm making changes, arranging a way to help others to do the same, eliminating the pain, bringing some reality infallibly to the game. Waiting on my plate to tell it straight, it feel heavy. And speaking out against the hate of late, running to plenty in this genre. But just like Jane Fonda, it'll all work out. Maybe I'll get a Honda, less drama. Now that I'm reaching this age, and I love hearing them cheer when I'm up on the stage. Chicks dig my style, it's wild, it's smooth as butter. They love it and I love it if we don't love each other. So
wake up everybody, no more sleeping in bed.
Whole lot of soul, partner. Feels good, don't.
Wake up everybody, no more sleeping in bed.
Whole lot of soul, partner. Feels good, don't.
Wake up everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty.
Good, don't it?
Hello, everyone. This is the 24 Hours of Student Power. We are Dive into UBC, and right now we're doing our hour. We have a bunch of musical artists in today, and we're going to talk about arts and culture on campus today. Right now we have Ricky, Alex, and Ohi. They're an electronic R&B group, and they're comprised of a third-year arts, science, and kinesiology students. And yeah, they're going to play a track for us today. Here, do you guys want to introduce yourselves really quick? What do you guys play, each of you?
Yeah, sure. So I'm Alex. I'm 23 years old. Like Alex said already, we are all students at UBC. We actually just recently came together the end of last year, 2016. Ricky just sent us a Facebook message and thought that our sound would work well together, I guess. And we came together, had a couple practices together, and figured out this one song called Location by Khalid. Ricky here, he plays the keyboard and vocals. Ohi plays the bass. And I play the guitar and vocals as well.
Awesome. Okay. Yeah, let's hear it.
Time and place to come through.
Place to
come through.
Send me your location, it's right, the vibration. I don't need nothing else but you. I don't wanna fall in love off a subtweet, so let's get personal. I got a lot of cool spots that we can go. Tell me what's the move, and I got you. I'm only acting like this cause I like you. Just give me the vibe and slide in. Oh, I might make your mind by tonight. So won't you send me your location? Let's focus on communicating. Cause I just need time and place to come through. Place to come through. Send me your location. Right, the vibrations. I don't need nothing else but you. Right, right, right. Come and vibe with me tonight. I don't need nothing else but you. Let's focus on communicating. Cause I just need the time and place to come through. Mm-hmm. Send me your location. Let's ride the vibrations. I don't need nothing else but you.
All right, we're back. Let's ask them some questions.
So just to start off with, like, a really, really important question here today. What have you eaten today?
I had a spinach mango almond milk banana smoothie to start off. And then Alex here during our rehearsal, which was like a few hours ago, got us a slice of pizza. And then I just had a granola bar.
Ricky, are you a vegan?
No.
Okay.
Okay. Hard no.
Ohi, would you like to contribute on what you've had to eat today?
It's pretty boring. I had a bowl of cereal and one singular slice of pizza. Pepperoni pizza, to be exact.
Nice. Where is your favorite place to poop on campus?
Can I take this one?
Go ahead. Okay. Take it away.
Well, in the Ponderosa building, you know the place where they have like the UBC rec, like that UBC rec studio?
Yes.
Yeah, like there's this really hidden away like set of bathrooms and like showers and stuff, and it's really quiet, really, really private. It's really good.
Alex, would you like to share with us?
I would like to, but I kind of want to keep it a secret to myself because it's a very private place that I enjoy going to when I'm on campus. So I'm sorry, but I can't share it with you.
I respect it. Ricky?
Basement of Brock Hall. It's kind of ratchet, but I like it that way.
Who are your guys' musical inspirations?
Smash Mouth.
For me, if I had to like knock off a few artists off the top of my head, probably Frank Ocean, John Bellion, who else? John Mayer, and The Weeknd. Yeah.
I think for me, the first person that comes to mind would be Childish Gambino, because I think he's a really good musician, and aside from the music, like, he's just a really talented person all around, like an actor, a writer, musician, singer. Like, I think he's just an amazing person.
Sweet. Well, for myself, I actually just started off playing really acoustic guitar-y stuff when I was younger. So it was more like Jack Johnson, Jason Mraz, you know, those, that type of vibe. But since coming to Canada, I've been influenced by, I guess, the same guys these guys have been talking about. Like, Drake. Yeah, Drake as well. Drake's a big influence here, I guess. But yeah, that's moved me towards the more electronic side, which is what we're doing, I guess. And yeah, that's it.
What's your favorite John Mayer song? Ricky.
Probably In Your Atmosphere or Heart of Life. Yeah.
I think for me it would be
Gravity.
Yes! I was waiting for that. Yes.
Yeah, I like all the songs, to be honest. Gravity is probably my favorite as well. But his whole concert that was recorded live in LA, that concert, was probably the best concert. Oh yeah, the Where the Light Is concert is probably the. I think every song he played in that concert was bloody amazing.
Amazing, thank you.
How did you guys start playing music, each of you, and then maybe how did you all get working with each other?
Ooh, I can start. I know. Yeah. Okay. Gosh, this mic is far away. I started playing guitar when I was 13. Because I always spoke to it about my spoke about playing guitar with my friends, and on my birthday, on my 13th birthday, they surprised me with a guitar, and then since that day, I just went on ultimateguitar.com and learned how to play guitar and started singing and playing guitar. Yeah, that's how it started.
I think for me, I started playing bass about 6 years ago. Like, I started off on the acoustic guitar, but I went to something a little bit more groovy. And yeah, I think my parents made me play at church, and like playing every week, I got better every week, and it was really good. At first I hated it, but I grew to love it.
I got introduced to music through violin, like most Asian kids.
Yeah, I play violin. I mean, yeah. Just put it out there, it's forced.
But yeah, I turned out to really like it, and that's why I came to Vancouver to study music. I was majoring in classical violin, and then made a few changes and went into arts. But I started playing guitar and singing around grade 10. My dad just left all these like guitars for me, and just decided one day to pick it up and start playing, and then it kind of progressed from there.
Nice. So how do you guys feel about the music scene on campus, and what are your thoughts? How do you feel about it?
Yeah, I think it's awesome. Ohi and I have the pleasure of being part of the live music community on campus called Blank Vinyl Project. And yeah, I personally think it's an awesome vibe. There's like an array of different genres going around, and people seem to be very passionate and have a delicate ear for music. And yeah, I think there's a good foundation that's being laid for some awesome music to come out of the UBC scene.
Yeah, I agree with Ricky there. I've been at UBC for 3 years now, and I've just met so many talented people on campus. I think that's one thing I love about UBC, is just so many musicians willing to like just perform. I think it's awesome.
What's your favorite show moment at UBC, like performing?
Favorite show moment?
I don't have one.
Yeah.
Like performing on campus.
Yeah.
Huh. Do you have a favorite moment performing like anywhere on or off campus?
I really like performing in the art gallery in the Nest. I did a show with Dive last term. It was Thrive at UBC, and it was like a really cool vibe, and I think it really suited my style of music. So yeah, super appreciative of that moment.
What's your favorite type of pasta? Noodle, not sauce.
Penne.
Oh, God.
Try again.
It's clearly a very sensitive topic for Ricky.
Very sensitive.
Yeah, no, I can't recover.
I think all pasta is the same. I don't get it. It's just different shapes of the same thing.
Well,
that was so rude. Alex.
I honestly don't. I've never really thought about what my favorite pasta noodle is, but I've never thought about it, honestly. But getting a very evil look right now. But I cook the most pasta noodle that I cook. It would be a tagliatelle, so it'd have to be that one if I had to choose.
Could you elaborate on what that is?
Tough question there. It is it's like kind of flat-ish type of noodle, I guess. I've no idea. I don't know how to describe it.
That's how I like my noodles, so.
Where is this going?
That's how I like my everything. Really? Flat.
Did you have any more?
What's the craziest thing?
What is the craziest thing that you've done at UBC?
Craziest thing.
I'm a very mild person. That's a hard question for someone like me.
Should I maybe share my own so we could kind of get the ball rolling a little bit?
I don't know if we really want to know, but...
Okay. I'm going to say it anyway. So take it back 2 months maybe.
Oh, wow. It's a recent thing.
And I jaywalked. And
oh, no.
I was on my way back from Le Frats and... And I jaywalked just so shamelessly across the street. And this cop in a squad car, it was kind of like a ghost car. And he just like flips on the lights and the sirens. And I'm like, what's this noise? What's going on? And I'm like looking around me like, what is happening? And he points at me in the car. And I was like, oh, no. And my first instinct wasn't to just like... stay, you know, maybe he'll let me off on a warning. I ran, and I jumped a railing and a dumpster, and then found myself lost in a parkade, which doesn't, it was a big parkade. That was a turning point in my life, because I was like, what am I doing running from the cops after going to this gross frat party? So I haven't been back to the frats since. I know that the frats didn't really have anything to do with that, but it's kind of like a scary emotional experience for me, and I don't really like to go back to it. Anyway.
Never jaywalk. It's bad.
Yeah.
Wait, so did you get caught or?
No, he never actually found me. That's what
Fugitive
I was thinking. Maybe there was another problem or something. Like, I don't know. He had better things to do than chase a girl. We're going to end that there.
I've had some pretty crazy things, I think. I've done some pretty crazy things at UBC. First year, this was during, I think, the first week of school. Went out to the pit because I was of age. I was 19. I was 20. Maybe 21. Can't remember. I was old enough to go to the pit. And obviously drank a bit too much. And ended up naked in the fountain with a bunch of friends. So that's what happened. That's one of the craziest things that I've done here. It's probably the only one I'm going to share with you guys right now.
When was this?
Like
the first week of first year.
Was it cold?
It was freezing.
Yeah. Sounded like hell of shrinkage going on.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. I jumped in butt naked. Yeah.
Nice. Oh, hey, Ricky, can you top... Can
no,
you
not
top
really.
It?
The only one I got kicked out of a coroner's house calendar house party.
Oh, what?
Yeah, it's a little bit intoxicated. Oh. And then decided to try climb the UVC sign in front of Shoppers. Misjudged it.
Oh goodness!
And then ended up on crutches for the next 2 weeks.
What?
Yeah, and it was like the night before, like a few nights before move out day, so like couldn't really move out.
I don't know, for me, like, I'm about as interesting as mayonnaise. Like, craziest thing I've done, I think, I rushed the bodyguard, the bouncer at the pit. It was pit night. The line was too long. And at the back entrance of the pit, like, a couple of guys just, like, ran past the bouncer and, like, broke into the pit.
Oh, nice.
It's crazy.
Was this the old pit or the new pit?
The new pit. The new pit.
Okay, yeah. Can I just say something? The old pit was so much better.
Yeah. Sorry, I need to say that.
It was better. Yeah.
That's.
All right, so big thank you for these three fine gentlemen for coming in today and performing. It was wonderful. Once again, we are Dive into UBC. This is the 24 Hours of Student Power on CITR Radio. Thank you so much for listening.
And we're back. Welcome back to CITR's 24 Hours of Student Power. We are Dive into UBC. My name's Jared. And you just heard Sheldon Cole's West Coast.
Okay, so we want to talk a little bit about the arts and culture here at UBC. So Dive was originally made up by the founding members back 2 years ago because they saw a little bit of a hole in the arts and culture community here at UBC. So it's really our goal to fill that gap. So we're going to have a little bit of discussion about where those concerns are coming from and what they are. So, Alex, what do you think?
Well, I think certainly at UBC we have a good community of artists. Like, there's no shortage of musicians. We have a really good network of filmmakers, audio engineers. We have all these great artists on campus, but right now we're just in a process of, we need to get everyone together, working together, like, collaboratively, because I feel like we have all these super creative people on campus and they all have projects, but we don't really have any way to bring it all together. So I'm happy we have things like Dive into UBC, and we have all these new organizations on campus that are trying to bring artists to the spotlight, and it's really nice, but it's a tough process.
No, I like what you're saying there, because it's really interesting, because a lot of the organizations that you see kind of at the forefront of the arts and culture kind of push are all organizations that started like 2, 3, 4, 5 years ago. So you can definitely see students like saw a need for a lot of these organizations like BVP, Coastal Motion, UBC Slam. And it's really sick because as Dive, we can kind of help bridge a lot of those gaps.
Yeah.
And actually coming up in March, we're working with BVP and a bunch of arts and culture organizations on campus to put together an arts and culture festival. So keep your eyes out for that. It's going to be real dope.
I think that one of the really important things in building a community for arts and culture here is that you have artists all coming together and networking and feeling like it's an actual community of people who are doing similar things and working for similar goals. So even like in the studio today, we had the jazz musicians and the like electronic R&B jamming together and be like, oh, that's so cool what you do with your trombone, and like, oh, that's so cool what you do with your synthesizer. So, Del, what do you think, coming in as a first year, what do you think about the community that you've seen so far?
Yeah, definitely. I think UBC is definitely a school surrounded by a lot of music and like music and arts, and that kind of people are really open about expressing what their talent is and what they are interested in, and they kind of really show you that there's never a time kind of not to start, where you could be like Alex was saying, he was 13 when he kind of just, he'd always thought about a guitar, and then he kind of just picked it up, and now he's like really, really taken with it. And I find that so interesting, because with Dive and you know, with the events that they kind of put on, and I think it has that ability to spark a light in people and to be like, you know what, I am interested in that, and I think I might go with it. So I find that really interesting. And as a perspective of a first year, I think, you know, it must have been really different a long time ago, or, you know, when they kind of like started Dive. I don't know what it was like, but I think right now, like, there's always something going on with Dive, and you're always, you know, they're always promoting something else, you know, and there's always something new kind of on the drawing board. And then when they do take stuff, they really go with it. And I think that that's really interesting, in that it's always something new type of thing. But, yeah.
Yeah, just to add on to that, I think it's interesting meeting other artists here on campus, where everyone's working towards a degree, and you're meeting people who want to be doctors or lawyers or politicians, but they're also musicians. It, like, you might find that across the university, there's a whole network of people who used to may have done this amazing art, but now they're just focusing entirely on music or on their degree or like things like that. So it's nice having this fostering community here, where it unearths the musicians who may have just given up on it forever, or the artists who gave up on their craft forever because they need to work towards their university degree. We've made it really easy to have music as a hobby here, or just any art in particular. I'm just saying music because that's me personally. I can just go out to a jam night every Thursday, and I could still do all the other things that I love, and I could still be a musician, which is nice.
So as a musician, Alex, do you think that being able to do music whenever you want helps you as a student as well? Like, is it like something that you found is like kind of a need?
Absolutely. It's very therapeutic. As someone who spends a lot of their free time just focusing on music, when you channel a certain amount of your day into something that no one ever hears and no one will ever appreciate, it just makes you feel as a person like you don't even see this reflection of yourself. And so to have all these spaces to perform and meet other musicians and just express that side of yourself is very relieving, and it like allows me to just get on with my life.
Mm-hmm. I think as a student, it's really hard to remember that there is a life outside of your classes as well. Like, you can get so caught up in just trying to get that A and trying to like work for the next test and stuff like that, but you need to remember that it is about, like, university is about meeting people and having different experiences and stuff like that.
I think some of the challenges that we face in the Arts and Culture District and the Arts and Culture community is that UBC is such a big school, and there's so many students that kind of might get lost between the cracks, that kind of fall between the cracks. So it's really hard trying to get the word out, and it's really awesome when we have organizations and have like a lot of support from the UBC Arts and Culture District with kind of trying to get the word out there and bringing more people out to more events and letting people know that like BVP has a band mixer, like Build a Band show coming up, and like Coast Emotions, like looking for new people, or like UBC Slams looking for people to come play like some cool stuff. So it's really dope to have a community that we can really build off of here.
Mm-hmm. It's all about just supporting everyone and knowing that whatever you're out there trying to do, we're completely here to help you thrive.
I think to kind of second what Alex was saying, I'm not really an artist in the sense that I make my own music and that type of deal. I'm actually a shower singer, and I like to play the piano, and I like to sing
in the shower.
Yes, I take my keyboard right in there.
That's a talent.
That is a talent. I can really second that music is therapeutic, whether or not you're listening to it, you're performing, you're creating. There are so many things that you can do with it and so many ways that you can make it your own. And I think that, you know, when I go and when I go home at the end of a day and I sit down at my keyboard and I'm like, yo, what's
in the shower?
Good? In the bathtub, actually. Very therapeutic. I will sit there. Yeah. I will sit there and I'll sort of I don't know. You can like kind of like what other Alex was saying, that, you know, like how he learned on ultimateguitar.com. And like, I took piano lessons for years and years and years, but I find it, there's like more ways to learn it. And I still continue to learn it and understand, you know, the knowledge that is, you know, music and how it is forever unfolding. And there are so, so many things and aspects and that revolve around music. It's its own world, so.
Okay, so great discussion on arts and culture at UBC here. Once again, you're listening with Dive at CITR 24-Hour Power. We're going to take a quick break here, and we'll be back with more interviews after this.
Smooth.
Thanks.
We just played Velvet Dinosaurs and their latest hit, Eating the Plate. Now let's go to the phones and hear what you have to say. Go ahead, caller, you're on the line.
Master Dirty Red Scum!
Really?
Kill!
That's really
kill! Bad. Kill! Filthy bastard Tommy! I hate him!
Okay, well, You know, maybe you should relax a little bit. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Wow, Welcome back. We are Dive into UBC. Up next, we have a nice little jazz duo, Janine and Jacques. They are third and fourth years who are at UBC to get their music and education degrees. Welcome, guys. Up next, we're going to hear a nice little song from them. They are also part of a band called Last Call and the 45th Ave Jazz Band. So listen up.
Thank you.
So what was it that intrigued you guys to play jazz?
It's the thing that really speaks to me about jazz is the ability to improvise and to say something different every single time that you play something. Because it's like it's allowing you to express something so completely. You know, I mean, myself, I focus primarily as a classical player and as a jazz player. And in classical, if you're in a large ensemble, there's not much that you can do yourself. You're just kind of following directions and, you know, doing your part. And even as a solo player, you're still just playing the same notes every time. And you can, you know, try and put in your own interpretation, but it's the same basic structure. Whereas with jazz, there's so much room to just be creative and do your own thing that it feels like, you know, I'm just opening up and trying to give people access to who I am every time I play and where I am at that moment, and that really just appeals to me.
Yeah, I entirely agree with that. Not many of us in the School of Music or elsewhere are identify as both classical and jazz artists, And having that constant comparison between the two is a really special thing. So being able to release myself from the constraints of the classical structure in jazz music just makes it that much more intriguing. Whereas if I wasn't involved in both genres, then I don't think I would see the benefits as much. So yeah, jazz is a language, and I think that's what makes it really special.
Nice. Thank you. Jacques, you had mentioned that you kind of, you don't really follow, like, a certain set of rules and that type of a thing. So when you do play, do you often find yourself kind of, like, taking a turn and, like, taking your that song and making it your own?
I really try to whenever possible, and I'm experimenting lately, especially with even more creative methods than what's common. So often for a jazz gig, if we're playing like some standards, which are like songs from the common repertoire that, you know, most people, even if I've never met them, they'll know the same things I do and that kind of thing. And like the structure of the song. So like what the chords are and the harmonies and the sounds that kind of create the groundwork for what I'm playing over. And what I'm trying to do lately is I'm experimenting a bit with when I'm soloing, just having no chords below me, and it's just my job to outline those kind of harmonies myself, and I move away from the normal harmonies that are associated with that particular piece that I'm playing, and I try to like even improvise that element of it to give myself even more freedom to do something new.
So as musicians here at UBC who do both jazz and classical, do you ever say, like, I'm a jazz first, or I'm classical? Like, you seem very devoted to jazz and some very strong philosophies behind it. Do you consider yourself jazz first and foremost?
I think it's dangerous to put a label on yourself as a musician, especially when you're still in the developing stages. So I rarely go out and say I'm a jazz musician, and allowing everything else to fall to the side. So not only do I do jazz, but I love to explore in contemporary and a lot of electroacoustic music, and just kind of not putting titles to what I'm necessarily playing. I mean, there's no reason why you can't be incorporating multiple aspects of the different music you're involved in one single performance or one single execution of a piece. So I don't primarily identify myself as a jazz musician, because I wouldn't ever want to close off all those other doors. That being said, it's a little bit tricky going between genres, because you don't have that time to put specifically towards one thing, so you might be risking some elements of mastery by not doing that. But I don't know, for me, I just kind of leave it all open.
Yeah, I feel pretty much very similarly to that, in that I'm trying to, you know, keep my options open and keep my mind open to different possibilities of music. But there's definitely more in the classical world than the jazz one. I find that there's this sentiment of, if you want to be a classical musician, you need to really commit everything you have to it, and to establishing that technique and that knowledge of the standards of the form. So there's a lot of pressure there, especially to really commit to that. And generally, with especially established classical musicians, if at any point they did play jazz, for the most part, they don't anymore. And like, I know a few who like still listen to it, and they're like, yeah, I used to love jazz when I was younger, and then get all reminiscent. But that's something that myself, I'm actually trying to avoid and go towards that. So I find that oftentimes other people will label me towards being either primarily classical or primarily jazz.
Yeah.
And I actually myself have thought about it, you know, for years, but I try to avoid that. However, if I'm playing jazz, in that moment, I am a jazz musician, and I try to completely disconnect myself from as much of the classical things as I can, aside from like a few things that I might use to imbue, just to give myself a unique sound and sensation, and, you know, to be myself and to differentiate myself from any other players, hopefully. But it's definitely, I'm trying to keep the two separate in the moment.
How is it finding gigs? Are you open to any type of performance? Are you open to a huge variety of styles? Or are you really focusing in on a certain type or something? Would you like to elaborate on that?
I think as a group, we're pretty open. It's a little bit tricky just where the world has taken us in terms of how much in demand not only jazz musicians but live music is. So I think that's made it a little bit more difficult. I mean, all we say all the time is, oh man, I wish we could be living 50 years ago and just do what we do then, because there would have been so many more opportunities available. I don't think we try to limit ourselves, but at the same time, it's tricky finding exactly the place that you're supposed to be and playing the music that you're supposed to be and getting what you want from it, but also giving what people want.
Yeah, I feel like the vast, vast majority of the gigs that we're playing are for kind of like cocktail hour type things or...
background music.
Yeah, or yeah. Fundraisers or food. So we're really almost always in the background. And it's, it tends to pay fairly well because we're hired by these companies or institutions or, you know, people who are able to afford live music at their event. So it's great in that sense. And it feels wonderful to, you know, have that opportunity to play jazz for people who might have, you know, never heard live jazz, or in a lot of cases who haven't heard live jazz in maybe, you know, 20 or 30 years, and they, you know, will come up and be like, oh, it's so refreshing, and it's great to see, you know, young people still playing this music that, you know, I love listening to and still play those records at home kind of thing. But it is kind of, it gets to be repetitive sometimes to always be playing that background type of music, because we can't be too creative or too out there with it, because we need to, you know, keep it to something that they can relate to and that won't take away from their conversations.
Yeah, we're hired a little bit more as an idea. So people have this idea of what jazz is, and they're told what jazz is growing up. And they, if they're not really well, educated in the realm of jazz or have gone into it themselves, it's an idea. So, like, jazz is the right thing that we need in this cocktail hour. Like, to make this complete, we need the jazz combo in the background of our whatever it is. And so I think a lot of times we're hired as a jazz combo because people want jazz, although they don't really know what that means, or looking at it as a group of individuals. It's more just jazz, because we're not exposed to that anymore. It's not the popular music. So it's a little bit tricky to just be hired as background music and as an idea, but we're hoping to break out of that.
I do find that it's been nice these past few years, because I'm noticing with movies such as Whiplash and La La Land, more and more people are starting to become exposed to, like, this kind of music. And, like, I was playing a gig, you know, two nights ago, and there were these guys sitting near the stage, and we were like, hey, what do you guys, you know, do you want to hear anything? And they were kind of, you know, struggling to name jazz tunes. Like, they knew a few of them, and then one guy was like, yo, have you guys seen Whiplash? And then, like, everyone at the table was just like, yeah, can you play anything off of there? Right? So, like...
We're making strides in the right direction.
Yeah, I think that's cool, because these movies are kind of putting jazz a bit more into the, like, the mind of the mainstream, which I think is wonderful.
So, speaking of movies, and kind of taking a turn here into the old Disney type of thing, what is your favorite Disney song and why?
Oh, God.
mine is probably for a different reason than, you know, any other Disney person. And I'm not sure if this is even Disney, but it's from Pinocchio.
I think that's Disney.
Yep.
Sweet. So it's the song When You Wish Upon a Star.
And
a lot of songs from Disney movies actually wind up as being jazz standards, just because they're so well written out, and people will want to, like, you know, play over them and make them their own and, like, add to them in the jazz idiom. So they're really popular for that. So the way that I kind of discovered When You Wish Upon a Star, and the moment that I fell in love with that particular song was when I heard it in a concert. I didn't go to the concert, but I found the concert online of the Keith Jarrett Trio in Tokyo, and it was just magical what they did with it. It was so beautiful, and it really spoke to me, and yeah, so I've loved that song since.
I really like the Beauty and the Beast song. That's a good one.
Both so good. I think my favorite, just going to take the reins here, I think my favorite is A Dream is a Wish Your Heart Makes from Cinderella. It's just so sappy and emotional that you're just like, but it's true. It just like the words relate to every, I don't know. Alex, do you have?
Part of Your World. Yes. No question. All right, so thank you guys so much for all your wonderful responses and everything. Before you go, do you want to plug some upcoming shows or anything like that where we could find you?
Yeah, for sure. We got a couple gigs coming up. The first one would be on Sunday, February 12th at the Music Students Association Formal. So we're actually going to bring it way, way back, and we're going to play a ton of old swing tunes, and we got some swing dancing going on, and if you want a major throwback, that's going to be on the 12th. And
on the 13th, which is the next day on Monday, at Frankie's, which is an incredible restaurant and jazz
Italian
club downtown. Yeah, great Italian food. The UBC's top jazz big band is actually playing a show there, and it's an incredible group full of skilled young musicians. We're both in it. Yeah, we're the skilled ones. And that show is just going to be incredible. It's directed by Fred Stride, who's a fantastic composer, arranger, and director and player around Vancouver.
So if you want two straight days of jazz, you can check us out.
Fantastic. All right, well, thank you so much for everything. Have a wonderful day. It was great having you guys in the studio with us.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much for listening. You've been listening to CITR 101.9 FM for the 24 hours of student power. If you want to check us out, we have a website called diveintoubc.com. You can follow us on Instagram, diveubc, or catch us on Facebook.
Check out Dive Into UBC on Instagram for all the latest on arts and culture events on campus. In the future, you can check our Facebook page or our Instagram or our website for upcoming events that Dive will be doing, and for featured spotlights of other UBC artists.
Thanks for listening.
I remember
the very, very first time I smoked DMT.
It may be that DMT